You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey,
what's going on, everybody?
Midnight Paco.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast. What's going on, people?
Hey, folks.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's how you can find me. Or you can find us both at the midnightpacopodcast.com. We both monitor that very closely.
Not.com, at Instagram.
At Instagram.
Yeah, it's Justin Fuller, comedy.com though. Get them, and that's where you can see all the episodes.
And that is for sure.
And please hit the like, subscribe.
And we're also on Rumble, Stitcher.
Everywhere.
RSS, we're on Spotify. Google,
iHeart,
CastBox, iHeart,
Pandora.
We on all that. You know what I'm saying? Like boom, bop, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, bop,
boom, bop. Get them.
We on all that.
Yeah.
Y'all feel me?
Check them all out everywhere. Love you all. Thank you very much for everyone's
and
support.
And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe. It's going to be right here somewhere.
Yeah, I said that earlier, but we'll do it again. Bam.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What up, dog?
Slow motion, man.
As always, but not this week. Woo!
We did some comedy.
Had a hell of a week, dog. Yes.
You this nice guy showcase. Here, you know, this guy talks about my schedule. Wow. Let's talk about his schedule. He did some open mic comedy. Oh. He did some more comedy. He saved the day at my show.
Bam.
Because I needed some time because two people canceled on me. Ooh. And he, you know, it's always good to have this guy around because he comes in and he's great. He saves my ass.
Ah.
Pause. But he saved it.
Yeah, pause.
And And you know, I got to work between this guy's schedule because he's doing movies and shit. I'm like, oh, but I'm like, yo.
Too much, but yeah, man, busy. Busy.
Yo, this and, guy
and I'm about
busy.
To be on a podcast.
Another tomorrow. Podcast. Yeah. He can never talk about my schedule because this guy has a schedule.
I have a schedule. This week has been busy. This week's
we working, baby. We working.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to everybody out there that's giving me opportunities. And
we working,
me,
baby. You know, we working.
Yeah. It's good shit.
I didn't want to make comedy.
That's where it all begins, baby.
I didn't want to make comedy.
Nobody would be interested if they didn't see me out there doing it and seeing us out there doing it. They wouldn't be interested, right?
I didn't want to make comedy.
That's all I'm saying. They see us out there doing the comedy. They know that translates into other things. And
no, it translates into...
Look, I need to focus on it because, I mean, I'm glad, like, last night when you were like, you know, can you do something? I was like, ah, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll just
What do you mean what happened? What happened last night, actually?
Well, you had a showcase.
I had a showcase.
And I wanted to just come and support, like always.
And do your comedy?
No, just watch and support, because I wasn't on the showcase. I was just there to support and watch other comedians.
I appreciate it.
Why
really
are we going
did.
To the British accent again?
Because I appreciate it.
So, but it was like, you know, I've been thinking about, like I said, doing my old shit, but it's not fresh in my head, so I didn't want to go out there and do it. So I just was like, well, fuck it. I'll do this, you know, the stuff I've been working on. You know, and I was even getting kind of lost in my stuff because it's like, you know, my mind's been where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, we've both kind of been a little...
Be still.
Oh, shit. Pause.
I got it.
He didn't do nothing. He missed both times. Unless there's something fucking dead on my head. Do you guys see it in there?
I just don't. You know what? This is the
They're
thing.
Quick, man.
This is the thing. With mosquitoes.
Quick.
Let me just say this with mosquitoes. Like, it's, to me, it's early in the year for mosquitoes. But it's like, they're so disrespectful, especially here in Cleveland. They're so disrespectful. They'll bite you through your jeans. They will just bite you without permission. And I understand they're feeding their babies, but it's like, it looked like it was up there about to bite you, bro.
I'm sure it was, because that's the only safe spot, because if they were laying in here, my hair triggers.
You know what? Sometimes I feel the hair triggers.
All the time, dude.
Sometimes
look at
I don't.
These hairs everywhere. And you see my legs.
You like, could feel it. You could feel it when they land on it. And you'd be like, mother.
Yeah.
But
get em.
I think it's too early, but it was clearly something on your head,
probably
bro.
Probably fruit fly. Like I said, when I bought bananas, I had no fruit flies. When you buy bananas, instant fruit flies.
I promise you, if you guys start eating them, they wouldn't be around you like that. If you just eat them and act like they're delicious, they wouldn't be around.
Don't do that.
Eat them.
Don't do that.
Yes.
That's how you get coronavirus.
I don't think so.
Or something.
Or something. Vernon.
Or something. That's all I'm saying. Hey. So anyway, yeah, man. Show was dope.
Thank you.
Show was dope. Had a good time.
Thank you, man.
Looking forward to, like I said, going and doing some old shit. Trying to work that out again. Because
I don't know if you noticed, but did you notice me doing material?
Yeah. About time. It's good. But you've been doing it the past few weeks. Or past few times, not a few weeks.
I mean, you know, I did like a whole set. You wasn't there yet, but
That was the day I got there. I did a whole set,
but it's like, I don't know. I don't feel like I should do it every week, like especially if I have a full...
You have to. You are the host.
I know I'm the host.
You're supposed to warm up the crowd and get them all...
I think
all.
I do.
You do, but you gotta, yeah. You No, you can't just be like, hey, what's going on? Welcome. Y'all ready for some comedy?
I go up there and be like...
That's not warming them up.
I go up there
look,
and be like,
look, stop
what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Everybody out there is like dying right now, because most comedians who have a room take it as advantage to do
your material.
Exactly,
I get it,
to
bro.
To work on your shit, to do it. And
I get it, but when I have a full schedule... a full roster?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, because you trust it. I know you trust the people to bring their shit and do their thing.
Boom, 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 lump, lump, like that.
Yeah. And you're not strict with time, unless they're...
I'm not strict with time, but I'm strict with time. I'm not strict with time.
Look, I mean...
But I'm like, if I don't know you...
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
If I don't know you...
Yeah.
If I don't know you...
Hey.
I know, I had to. Messing with the cords. It was a knot there.
Messing with the cords.
It was a knot.
God. Stop playing with it.
It was a knot.
OCD. Like, after I said that, he still pulled the cord.
It's a knot.
It don't need to be pulled.
It's a knot.
It don't matter.
It shouldn't be a knot.
Well,
it's an uncontrolled. It's a knot there, man.
No, it's just you can't look. Stop fidgeting with cars.
It's a knot.
All right. Well, we ain't not gonna talk about
it. I see the knot is right there.
DC in the house.
DC is not here, and he won't be here because he spends all my money. DC is not here.
He was dope last week. He made an entrance. It's great. Anywho, so yeah, you do, I mean, like you said, if it's somebody you don't know, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, basically, my shows
are... I think I did, what, 7 minutes, 6 minutes, something like that?
I think you did, like, three.
Something like that.
3 minutes.
I talked to that chick for like 3 minutes.
So basically, my shows are basically handpicked by me.
Right.
People that I know and do their comedy. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I had other comics that will vouch.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you get 5 minutes. You go up and rock. And then if you go up, or if I don't know you, like, dude, I don't know you. I'm going to give you 5 minutes because I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good you say you are and what you did. If I don't know you, yeah, I don't know you.
We've been in plenty of places where you know, man. Like I said, dude, Kill Tony. If people aren't familiar with it, please check it out. Tony Hinchcliffe, it's an open mic, basically. They pull names out of a bucket. It's a bunch of comedians out in Austin,
yeah, but
Texas.
Am I an a-hole for that?
No, because people die slow deaths in a minute. And we've seen
it. I mean,
because
I'm like, you know, look, I'm only 2 years old in the comedy game. And I'm not saying, okay, let me just say this. I think I'm the friendliest comedian. One of the friendliest comedians.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I listen to everybody.
Yep. I even go take smoke breaks all the time, so yeah.
I don't go take 100%. Smoke breaks. I'm listening and watching. I like to know who's up next. I like to look up new comedians. I give new comedians shots.
Yep.
I had 2 people cancel on me. So thank goodness for Justin Fuller. I want to give a special shout out to Rob Coleman.
Right? Yeah, shout out to Rob Coleman.
Man. I can't look up his information, but Rob Coleman has a workshop. Can you plug this in there?
Yeah, I'll put it. Yeah. Bam.
Rob
does
Coleman.
Does he have a flyer?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, I'm going to put it in. Bam.
Yeah, he has a comedy workshop, and it's only $50. It's $50, but it's like you get so much for the $50. If you're a new aspiring comic in the Cleveland, Ohio area, look this up. I think it's well.
Still up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have it.
Shout out to Rob Coleman.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He came up and talked about
shit. In addition to his workshop, he's saved my show.
Hell yeah.
I had cancellations.
Right.
And he came in and he performed. Right. Shout out to you, Rob Coleman.
Right,
and
right,
thank you.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Rob Coleman.
Yeah, awesome.
He was not one of the scheduled comedians.
Oh, okay. And he's been there just to support.
He was there to support. Yeah.
Other times he's been there just hanging out.
Just to support.
Yeah. So
Rob Coleman, I appreciate you. And like, you know.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good people and connections.
He was definitely one of what I consider the big guns. That was there the night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know, I told this one comedian, like, this one comedian felt like, okay, it's not a big audience here. I don't need to bring my best stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of people here. And I said, bruh, that's the silliest thing you could say.
Right.
There's big guns in the crowd tonight. I even told one of my longtime friends, like, I said, This is a true story. I was like, she's there. I said, oh, you recognize Justin? She recognized you from the podcast. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, D-Hawk's right there. I'm right here. Ain't nothing but stars in this bitch right now.
Like, right?
Ain't nothing but stars in here right now. You know what I'm saying?
And think about the headliners that you have. You know what I mean?
Okay, so that's just me, you, and D-Hawk.
Right.
D-Hawk is a big name. When my guy said, I don't do my material because there's hardly nobody here. I mean, no, it wasn't packed. But I was like, Rob Coleman, big gun.
Big gun.
Spike Lee, big gun.
Big gun.
What is you saying, bro? I was like, it doesn't matter if it's two people.
Red Stripe.
Red Stripe. Big gun. Big gun. I'm talking about not only just because his rap, his jewelry, people, stars, like national recording artists wear this guy's jewelry.
He had a fly ass piece on, man.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You did? I didn't see it, but I already know what it was. Well, because
Lord Paris France was there. Shout out to Lord Paris France. He had his little medallion and he said, I like that. And he showed him his. I'm like, that shit's dope.
No, listen.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Bro, listen, hold
this
on.
This shit was like this big.
No, hold on. Fuck that shit. Look, Red Stripe, in addition to making dope jewelry, I've seen MC Brains with his jewelry, Uchi Coochie La 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 with his jewelry on. And I was at a graduate, my son's graduation. And my son's best friend's father had on a piece. And I looked at it, I said, yo, did you get that from Red Stripe? He was like, yeah. I feel like anybody from Cleveland need to have on, anybody from Cleveland need to know and recognize this Red Stripe jewelry because it's so dope and unique.
Right.
I'm about to get me, I want a ring that connects to my bracelet. He got that. I want the Red Stripe, yo, I want the necklace, ring, and bracelet, bro. I just personally feel like that's a unique jewel from this area that if you making any noise from Cleveland, you need to represent with that shit.
Right, right.
So shout out to you. Oh, in addition to Red Stripe's jewelry, he was definitely one of the cats in my early promotion career. I mean, I didn't have nothing to do with his promotion, but I'm just saying, like, I was a big supporter of Cleveland local hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always a big supporter of the local shit, man.
I mean, because I feel like
not enough people.
No, listen. People have told me I have an ear for music.
Okay. But you like it.
I like music, but people told me I have an ear for music. Yeah. I used to predict, like, who's going to be hot. And who's going to be the next hottest thing.
Yeah.
I was known for listening to music before it came out. And about time it was the single, I was already done with it.
Right.
This is what I was known for. And I don't claim that anymore.
Yeah, right.
Because, and I'm going to just be honest. It was a point in time that the Hot Boys ran the music industry.
And that's why I love Lil Wayne, man.
I love Lil Wayne too, but I'm like, it was a point in time when I was like, I did not see that coming. That was a prediction I couldn't make.
No, I mean,
that Baby and all of them was going to be running the music game.
Oh, no, as far as much as they did.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. And
no, also, but during Hot Boys, I used to be like, I hope Lil Wayne had his own shit. Because I used to love his verses all the time.
I love Lil Wayne verses. I knew he was something, but I knew that his time was going to come to an end.
It still hasn't.
It kind of did.
Not really, man. He's still doing
his shit. He's still doing his shit, but it's kind of dead. Like, normally the hottest one come at the end. It's been songs that he has not been at the end, that he was on.
Oh, well, I mean, come on now. Yeah. Whose songs are you usually on with? Drake? M?
Who? Well, see, who? If you say Drake.
M?
But I'm saying, like, I kind of lost it because I was thinking, like, I made another bad prediction. I was like, I didn't think the Migos was going to last as long as they did.
I mean, are they still?
I think they lasted a lot longer than I predicted. I thought they were going to be, you know, so I said, you know what, let me.
I mean, they may still be doing shit now. They still probably touring.
Of course they are. A lot of people are still touring, like, overseas. But I'm just saying, like, the Migos, they were hot. And they was hot for longer than I predicted. So it was like, so I sort of chilled out on it because I'm really not.
I just don't listen to a lot of new shit, so
I listen to a lot of new shit. I listen to a lot of new shit, and I'm thankful that I still do because it was like I'm not gonna let media control what I listen to.
Yeah,
I mean, I just hit my cousin onto some other stuff. Shout out to all these new artists out here.
I mean, I listen to Trap Boy.
Trap Boy Mannequin. Yeah. Shout out to Trap Boy Mannequin, Cleveland Zone.
Yeah.
It's another Cleveland cat that's out. I can't think of his name right now. But shout out to him. He made it from Cleveland. But I listen to a lot of stuff. Like, you know, like a lot of things that I listen to, people would never expect me to listen to. Like Clario. I listen to Clario. I listen to Gus Dapperton. I listen to...
Yep. No.
See? I listen to Clario, Gus Dapperton. I listen to the... I can't think of the name because my phone died.
But I'm listening. No Googling this bitch.
I'm listening to them. They on heavy rotation right now. Mm. It's like the Unknown Orchestra or something like that. The Unknown Orchestra. I listen to a lot of them. I listen to BG.
Yeah, I like BGs.
Not the BGs, but okay. BG.
You know, okay, I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Yeah. I listened to a lot of that. I love her voice. And surprisingly, Willow is dope. Willow Smith.
Really?
Dope. Dope. I mean, you know, she had her, you know, the song Whipping My Hair Back and Forth.
Now, I
owe Willow an apology because I heard that song Whip My Hair Back and Forth, and I thought it was a bunch of hocus pocus. You know, studio help in there.
Yeah.
But no, that's her. Like, her vocals ability and her strong voice, I thought she had a lot of studio help.
Oh, okay.
Like, when she was little.
Yeah.
And I come to realize, no, that's her.
She's got ability.
Oh, man. Willow is... I mean, but it makes sense because musical. Will Smith is her dad.
Yeah.
And Jada Pinkett. Now, Jada Pinkett had a band.
Right.
Most people didn't hear about it.
Right.
I don't know the name of it. Her music was, I listened to it, and it was But she had talent. You know, it was talent.
Right. Well, she has talent. It's just singing, man. When it comes to singing, dude, either you can sing or you can fuck. I mean, not really, because I can hold a note, but I can't sing.
I could hold a note, but
I can't sing. Like, I can't, in a certain key, I can. I guess you could say. You know what I mean? But it sounds
In so all monotone. Honesty, even my daughter, she sings. I'm not going to say she's a singer, but I heard her sing some stuff, and I'm like, you sound good. Sounds good.
You know what the best singers are? The ones that, like, really put their emotion into it. No matter what they're doing. Even with rapping and shit, dude. It's just, or just a emotion or a feeling. It's just like every time I do something, dude, like or I write shit, I like rap and I write shit, but there's no emotion. It's words, and I'm trying to do it, and I like to do it, and it's fun, but it's just like there's no like raw fucking emotion. Like when you hear like how Tupac said his shit, how like Eminem says his shit, or like, you know, just the emotion behind it is where it's at. Like singers that can hit those notes and feeling it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are those types of songs, man, that you can like just sit and listen and get the chills. Mm-hmm. Certain, you know what I mean? It's just I don't have that ability to produce. If I would,
no, I can dig it. I think that and this is a theory I came up with. People that whose voice and they singing and they lose their voice, or their voice crack.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we feel. Like, think about Mr. Postman.
Mm-hmm.
If she wasn't singing so hard and her voice didn't leave, would we still feel the same way about Mr. Postman?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was singing and it seemed like she was singing so hard she lost her voice about Mr. Postman.
It's because she was putting everything into that shit.
She put everything in. Yeah. Her voice was cracking and leaving and shit. And I also said that the younger you are, the older you sound, the more successful you'll be.
Oh, yeah. If you have an old soul sounding song, like, and you're like
Casey
20.
And JoJo, like when they came out, Jodeci.
Oh, God, yeah.
He came out sounding old as fuck.
Right. Right.
No, okay, Bill Withers.
But he was filthy too. They were all filthy.
It don't matter what
they
you say.
They had one track mind. They were all about getting some booty.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. But what I'm saying is, if you young and you sound like an old ass motherfucker.
Oh yeah, what's up, baby?
Like even Bill Withers.
That's why that Boyz II Men shit. When dude's like, I understand what you're going through, baby.
Like, even Bill Withers when he made Just the Two of Us. He was young when he made that. I seen the sun.
How old was it?
Just the two of us. He sounded like he ain't had no teeth or nothing. Just the two of us. You and thighs. I seen the friends from song for song. And I'm old as fuck and I'm young. Just the two of us.
That's my jam though.
It is the shit. But he was young when he made that shit.
True.
You and thighs.
I like the Will Smith version too.
Will Smith. So
although
okay,
he fell
another,
off.
Another example.
He fell off big time off my
another
cliff.
Example.
Yeah.
Kings of Leon. They made Your Sex is on Fire.
What do you mean?
They made a song, Your Sex is on Fire. Kings of Leon.
How's it go?
I can't sing that shit, man. Come on, man.
Pause.
But Kings of Leon, Your Sex is on Fire. Listen to it. Google it. Listen to it. They're young, and he sound old as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like the raspy voice motherfuckers, too.
Raspy voice.
If you got a raspy voice, you can sing again. You're going to get some. You're going to get some booty.
So here's another. This is another observation.
Okay.
If you are white,
what?
The blacker you sound, the more successful you'll be. You need examples? I'll give them to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robin Thicke.
No, I'm gonna go to Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses.
You think he sounded Purple Rain?
No.
I mean,
No. Look, Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, but what's that song?
Listen to this. He said, knock, knock, knockings on heaven's door.
Was that him?
That was Axl Rose. But so what song. White person? No, it's not. But if you singing, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I ain't never heard no white person say Dohowa. Who was he emulating when he made that?
He was just trying to wow.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's Dohowa.
He was
emulating black people,
bro.
He was
drunk as shit.
Because,
you know, most of them.
Here go another one. The Rolling Stones. Now, they came out with a song, and I like that. Mm-hmm. He said, it was some Puerto Rican girls that are dying to meet you. And that song, the chorus was, now, as much as I like the Stones, I know the fuck they didn't come out with that groove.
How do you know that?
I'm willing to bet my life.
So who they steal it from?
Somebody. I'm willing to bet my life they didn't come up with that.
That's good, but
I'm willing to bet that's my life that they didn't come up with. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, that's definitely got to be a track. Ooh. You know, any samples or
it don't matter. But I know that they couldn't come up with that. If they did, I'm wrong. Shoot me.
I mean, to say that they couldn't come they up couldn't. With that. That's
I'm going to say they couldn't.
That's a little close-minded.
I stand on it.
Okay. Ooh, I'm not saying they did. You're I'm probably saying, correct. However.
I'm saying they couldn't.
To say they couldn't have? Mm-mm. So I couldn't have?
Jay, you got soul.
Some of the, in the Rolling Stones don't?
No.
None of them?
No.
No.
Not even fucking Mick Jagger.
They haven't listened to nothing?
I just...
Influences? No. People in music listen to everybody, dog.
No.
All right.
Sorry. Sorry, Stone. As much as I like that song, that's my shit. I know they ain't come up with that all right. Shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the facts. I'm just saying. You look at me, you thought I... You know I could probably came up with that in the music. Just...
You come up with some shit, but I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not in it like that either. So
I don't know if you work.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Come up with the ooh, 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 ooh.
Man, I'm always trying. That little shit. No, I don't sing, so that's why I wouldn't. But like I said, if I tried, if I wanted,
if you try,
if I was in the singing shit and music business, eventually coming up with riffs like that, they just manifest. Sometimes.
I mean...
They could have been high as fuck listening to some shit before and just been like, yeah, we could add that to it.
I doubt it.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I'm willing to bet my life. That's how strong I am on that. They did not come up with that.
It's possible. 100%. You could be right.
I feel in my soul.
Well...
They're not right.
You have a good feeling.
Yeah, I feel...
You have shit in your gut.
I feel like they didn't come up with that.
That's possible.
Just like Ram Jam. Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. I know they didn't come
See,
up with
the
that.
Fact that he knows who the fuck the name is. I don't even know the name of this shit. Music as soon as you start singing it.
Music is my life, man.
I understand. But it's like, as soon as you start singing it, I knew what the fuck you were talking
whoa,
about.
Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. Come on, man. They stole that shit.
I don't know.
And they came, you know, they fed their families off that shit. Ram Jam. Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam.
Hey.
Come on, man. So you try to so you think they came up with that?
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, no. Fuck no. Whoa, Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. Come on, man. Fuck that. Ram Jam, look it up. They did not come up with that shit. Come on.
Well, people write songs and they just make people sing songs. You know what I'm saying? There's writers.
They did not come up with that
obviously,
shit.
Obviously, probably not. Music producers and studios.
Whoa, nice. Black Betty, Ram-a-Lam. No.
I don't know, man. It's possible.
It's not possible.
It's possible.
You got to have some type of soul.
And you're saying these people who do music have no soul.
Yes. I'm saying that.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. I say that with full confidence. I mean, like,
they're
hold on.
They're playing music.
Hold on.
They have to have soul.
Certain people had some soul. I'm going to say these are my honorable mentions of groups that actually had soul. I'm going to say AWF had soul. AWB, Average White Band. I want to say they had soul. Okay, yep. I want to say Bobby Caldwell had soul. He made da 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 da. He recently passed away. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. Okay.
You know that song?
Tonight Show.
No.
I have no idea.
What you won't do for love?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't give me.
Yeah. I want to say he has so. And look, this is what I'm saying, Jay. This is what I'm saying. Like, people, like, say if you made music, you might have came up with a banger. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say you could have came up with a banger.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is a true story, and I ain't capping for nobody. I have to tell people, Justin is fucking white. I have to tell people Justin is white. It's people out here be like, Justin ain't white. I'm like, Justin is white.
I am white.
I have to tell people like, look, Justin is white.
I'm Italian and Irish, pretty white.
They be like, no, Justin mixed with something. I'm like, no, Justin is fucking white. But I want to say, like, okay, for example, like Paul Wall. Paul Wall came
right
up in the area, and he, if you had the musical, you know, some people come with the musical gene.
Yeah.
You got the music in you.
Yeah.
And you was around a certain environment, you could come up with a banger.
Right.
But like Bobby Caldwell, I want to say he came up with a banger. I want to say Average White Band, they was so soulful. I heard that they was asked to water it down. Like, look.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that they was like, look, y'all still in spots in the chart. Like, y'all need to water that shit down. But no, like, if it was like four or five Justins that was in the band.
Right.
And they came out with bangers and shit. Like, right. That's what they came out with. That's what they felt. That was in their soul. Yeah, ain't shit you could do about
it.
Like some of your rap songs.
Right.
They your shits.
Right.
Ain't nothing you could do about it. They was your rap song you came out with.
Right.
I can't say nothing about it.
Right.
But I know for a fact the Rolling Stones did not come out with fuck no, they don't. They didn't come up with that.
I don't know, man. Mick Jagger.
No, fuck that. He did. No. Mick Jagger did.
He's probably looking at some pussy like, woo, 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 I fucked it up.
No.
Okay.
Elvis didn't come up with that shit. Now, I will say, I fuck with the Beach Boys. I ain't gonna say they ain't come up with they shit. I love their harmonization and shit like that, their vocal arrangements. Beach Boys was dope.
Right.
You know, some people can come up with some shit. I will say on record that the Osmonds copied the Jacksons. I will say the Osmonds copied the Jacksons. As much, you know, One Bad Apple was a dope song. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. I'm going to say they copied the Jacksons. I will say that. The Osmonds copied the Jacksons.
See, I don't know the Osmonds.
You don't know who the Osmonds is? Mm. You don't know who Donny Osmond is?
Okay.
Or Marie Osmond?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I've heard.
Before
shit don't ring bells, man.
Before they was just Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. It was a group.
Okay.
Like the Jacksons, called the Osmonds.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, see? Never got play on my shit.
I mean, okay, so.
I probably heard it in movies. Probably heard songs.
And I'm going to go on a record to say, during the boy band, the 98 Degrees and NSYNC and all that, they were hot. New Kid, well, maybe not New Kids in the Block, they came out before, but yeah, NSYNC, 98 Degrees and all them,
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I think they're all
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
They had hot songs, but could none of them fuck with 112?
No, not at all.
But they was out during the same time, but 112 didn't get to shine because...
Well, because it's different.
It ain't different. They were all boy bands.
Yeah, but girls, dude. No, white bro, girls.
No, 112 was killing all of them.
I understand, but you know how it is. These fucking boy bands, dog.
No, but what I'm saying is 112 was killing all of them. They just didn't get the exposure as
those. I don't know how. They were a bad boy.
I'm just telling you, 112 was shitting on all of them.
I loved all their shit, dude. I
liked all of them, too. But see, I realized this is some shit that I realized.
But see, their bangers were with other people because a lot of them were vocalized. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, a lot of their hits. They had a lot of good slow songs, for sure. But their hits were
Let me explain something about the Machine. Wow. Here go one of the Machine. This is something about the Machine that I didn't realize. All those groups that I named, like the pop boy band, NSYNC 112.
Yeah.
A lot of their hits
weren't written by none of them.
Hold on. Exactly. Was written by guess who? I'm going to give you one of the bands that written a lot of their hits. Full Force.
Full Force.
If you don't know who Full Force is,
what songs have they sang?
Watch House Parties. House Parties was the one that's
okay.
Like, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
Okay, that's Full Force. Okay, I knew it. That's Full Force. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So if you wondering why you jam it to, so tell me why he ain't nothing but a tell me why.
Well, I thought about writing songs because I couldn't perform shit, but
that's some
writing
dope.
Things. Yeah.
Writing is dope. Like, for example, Daniel Dizzle. I don't know if you know who that is, but it was the guy that he was internet famous because of his songs.
You know what's funny? Real quick, my dad, because I was saying, you know, because I was trying to think about R&B and rap and shit, he's like, send it to country. I'm like,
why not?
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's all the same shit. It just depends on how it's...
It is. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Country is so close to R&B.
Right.
And rap.
Well, yeah.
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 It's just how it's... and barbecue.
And drunken fights.
I mean,
sometimes.
But, I mean, it's just like... So, what I was saying is like... Daniel Dizzle... He made songs, and he was the one that was singing like, "It's something about you, girl." That's the way his songs sound. Everybody laughed at him. But his songs was actually fire. I took his songs, and I'm like, I'm listening like, his songs is fire.
You know, it's songs.
He sounded a mess, right. But if you would have gave that song to Usher, it would have been a banger.
See, you know, it's song that every time I listen to him, like, it's catchy, but I'm like, I can't believe this motherfucker has a song. Bite my tongue, it's a bad habit.
That's good.
I wish I wouldn't take a stand.
I can't follow you with that one because first
be my girl.
First of all, you talking about Steve Lacy?
I wish I knew you wanted me. Like,
no, first of all,
that's catchy as shit.
It's catchy as shit, but I can't. Look, Steve Lacy.
What you do? What you do?
Hold on.
I could do that shit.
I hear you, but that's a fine example of simple is better. Steve Lacy is the closest thing to Prince our generation have seen.
Really?
Steve Lacy. I'm saying this for the record.
Is that the dude that did the song?
He made the song. Look, Steve Lacy is the closest thing to Prince right now.
With the voice or just the talent?
Talent, period. Is the
Not the voice.
Steve Lacy is the closest
thing. I ain't heard it in the voice, but go ahead.
To Prince.
Okay.
This generation has right now.
All right.
I'm going to say.
I mean, I've only heard that song, so
no, Steve,
I guess I can't judge it, because when I first heard hi, my name is, I was skeptical as fuck too, so.
Yeah, I mean, that shit.
I guess, you know, but. No, Steve. That's about the comparison Steve you're Lacy, giving this cat. Steve Lacy, to one of the on. Best, is all I'm right, saying.
So look, Steve Lacy, hold pretty, on. Pretty let me Steve. Just tell you this. Okay. Steve Lacy, Lil Uzi, and Kanye West all got matching tattoos.
So?
Okay.
I can get one.
Hold on. That means nothing to you, right? That's so, right?
I can get one right now. If I like Kanye, I can get the same tattoo.
Hold on. I'm going to say it again. Steve Lacy,
okay.
Lil Uzi Vert, and Kanye West all got matching tattoos.
Okay.
That means nothing to you.
No.
Okay.
That means they know each other, maybe.
All right. Now, what that means in my mind is they connected musically.
Mm-hmm.
And
sexually?
Okay. No. I'm going to say, like, Kanye is musically on a level that you and I couldn't understand.
100%. 100%. All I'm saying is dude don't sound like Prince.
No, I don't say he sound like Prince, but I'm saying like Prince is...
He could play any instrument.
Any instrument.
And his vocals could hit any range. And he can control it, and he was fucking outstanding. I didn't hear none of that.
First of all...
What you do?
No.
Made a move. Could have made a move.
Okay, I feel you on that.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, let me tell you. Prince can play any instrument well. He played like over like 20 instruments well.
Pretty goddamn well.
No, well. Well. At the same time, a lot of instruments he played was self-taught. And I can only go by with the guitar because I watched him play the guitar. And I'm like, some of the things he did, especially certain notes he hit with a thumb, no music teacher would ever teach you that. So he's self-taught.
Yeah.
And he played them well. His vocal arrangement as well. He can go high, he can go low.
Just in the song, Could You Be? The most beautiful girl, so beautiful. Yeah, dude, he hit every fucking range in that one song.
And so many songs.
Yeah, but that you listen to that one and you hear every goddamn thing in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but he hit a lot of songs, but I'm just saying, Prince, we probably won't see another Prince.
Never. So you.
I ain't gonna say never.
But for you to compare this dude to that dude is.
I'm just saying he's the closest thing to Prince. That's a lie right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta check out his catalog.
Let's check. I have to because I haven't heard listened to his voice other than that song, which I said is catchy.
He's a part of he's a part of the group of the internet. Internet is dope. Steve Lacy is dope. I fucks with Steve Lacy, you know, and it's a cat from Cleveland that's dope. I can't think of his name. I'm going to give you his name and I want you to put it up.
Here.
Right here.
Bam.
It's this cat from Cleveland. Dope as fuck. He's a part of the Alphabets.
Oh,
I ain't hating
on that. Is that necessary to even put out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't hating on the Alphabet, but he's dope.
Okay, but there's no reason to put him. Just because he's dope.
No, he's dope, yeah. But he's part of the Alphabet.
Yeah. So he represents.
He represents the Cleveland.
Okay.
I haven't had the pleasure. But he's definitely, I mean, we may have crossed paths. And yeah, so
nope. Well, dude, Cleveland got a lot of fucking up and coming talent now.
No, Cleveland got a lot of talent.
Period, for sure.
Straight the fuck out, like since the mighty OJs, since Ron O'Neill. If you ever saw the movie Superfly, Ron O'Neill from Cleveland.
I mean, I'm just talking about the
LaWanda Page. I mean, Cleveland ain't got nothing.
I'm more so talking about the people we see up and coming. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm talking about history and Cleveland people who came out. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, we get to witness it in real time.
Oh yeah,
which is cool. You know what I mean? From the ground level,
which is cool. And
you know what I mean, that's what I'm talking
listen,
about.
Listen to me. And I ain't trying to trip, but you recently went through something.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got excited because I'm like, yeah, now. You can see what I see.
Right.
What I know about Cleveland talent.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to come out and see what I knew.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, there's still, you know, it's just gotta.
It ain't necessarily have to do with comedy.
I mean, because even before, I wouldn't have been, you know, out as much anyway.
I'm just saying, like,
you know. Yeah, there's more opportunity, obviously, but I'm not, yeah, dude.
Man, Cleveland is the shit.
There's certain things in life that I would much rather have, however.
I feel you, but I'm like, Cleveland is the shit.
Oh, dude, we're in a good spot.
We're in a dope spot.
We're in a good spot because, you know, you talk about hubs and networks. Like, I was listening to, like, Shout the Hot Breath, Joe Byers, and Yoshi. They were talking about, like, hubs. There was a question asked on, you know, like, where are the hubs at? And obviously there was, like, New York and L.A., but they were saying, like, Austin, Atlanta. They were pumping up Atlanta, you know what I mean, because they're there, but in a sense. And I'm like, Cleveland, like, because someone was saying, where could you go and get up, like, every night? And I'm like, the more we sit, like, I see all these flyers. I mean, there's shows, but there's in bigger cities, they're all going to be these types of shows. Just because they're bigger cities, it's not like you're going to go and they're going to be packed houses. There's going to be a bar. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're impressed by my, if you see some of my photo ops, I'm talking about cannabis.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I'm talking about
Wu-Tang.
I'm talking about EPMD. I'm talking about anybody.
All right.
Cannabis, EPMD, DJ Polo. They all came through here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were here.
Right.
This is like America's best kept secret. Right. They come through here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's always one of the cities. They always
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dave Chappelle is spotted here.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Not at the Midnight Paco podcast, unfortunately. Yet.
Midnight Paco.
Yet.
Here, right here in Cleveland.
Right? Based out of this bitch. That's what I'm talking about, dude. I would have never thought it either.
Well, we here now.
Oh, what's happening? It. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to say kudos to you. I mean, I know a lot of people have been doing things around this city in the comedic game. And I know a lot of people do things. But like I said, you're a bridge to a lot of people. And you keep those connections open. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for recognizing, but I'm from here, man. This is my city. This is where I'm from.
But it's like we're trying to build that. You know what I mean? Even like when we start going to the Funny Stop.
Shout out to Pete.
You know what I mean? And Tony.
Pete and Tony.
We, you know, it's still kind of like a divided room in a sense. We're cool with them.
Listen, I'm going to need you to do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it here.
Okay.
Cut it here. I gotta pee. Okay. Don't fuck with me, Justin. Don't do this to me, man.
What are you talking about? All right. So what were we talking about? Yeah, man. They you know, like it's you know, the Funny Stop. It's we're cool. Yeah, we were.
No, we wasn't.
So I was talking about how it was cool, but it's still kind of divided. As far as networking and shit?
No.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my God.
Bruh.
I wish I could stop it right now and check the tape.
Bruh, we was talking about...
What?
I wish I knew you.
No, that was so far ago.
We was not talking about the fucking Funny Stop, yo.
Yeah, we were. Yes, we were.
No, the fuck we wasn't.
I swear we were.
I swear we wasn't.
Yes, we were.
No, The funny stop was not the conversation, bro.
We were talking about something that I brought the funny stop up to say. We had talked about that shit a long time ago, dog. The I wish I knew you wanted me. That was so far ago.
You want to bet some money?
I would love to be able to stop this right now. But
we're not. We ain't got to stop it. We could bet some money. We could just.
No, you act like I got money to bet on this bullshit.
I'm just saying you want to bet something. No. A pizza or
Night owls
or something.
I brought a pizza. So I guess.
Or some cards or something. Or
just roll with me.
Midnight Paco cards or something.
Just roll. You,
what the fuck are you going to try to play me? Like, what the fuck? We was not. The funny stop was not in the fucking conversation. What the fuck?
This is all going to stay in now. Either way, this is what we're going to go and end with. I wish I could stop it, but the fact is that we were talking about, I was talking about the funny stop, and you said, okay, stop right
now. We were talking about the funny stop?
Yes, because I had said, I was talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you think we left off?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
If you're so confident.
No, I'm listening to you, my friend.
If it's where.
Yo, my friend, I'm listening to you, my friend. Listen, my friend, you say we ended at the funny stop. I'm listening.
If it was at, I wish I knew you.
No, wanted. Fuck that shit, man.
It wasn't there.
No, okay, it wasn't there. Where was it? It was at the funny stop?
Where were we?
It was at the funny stop, my
where
friend.
Where were we?
You said something about funny stop?
Yes, I was talking about the funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying that before there was like no kind of network, no grouping. You know what I'm saying? Because like you kind of got a community because of what the fuck. Okay, now you're being stupid. So
I'm yawning. I'm fucking yawning.
You can't even finish now because
I'm yawning. I was yawning. Go ahead. I'm yawning. I'm done yawning.
So, what I was saying was, when we first started going to the funny stop, there was no community as far as, like, you know, we didn't know anybody. Nobody was talking to us, this and that. And we thought it was clicky, you know. It's still kind of clicky, but at least we know everybody. You know what I'm saying? But it's just more so younger comedians. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I love them all. We're cool with everybody. It's just the younger vibe. You know, it's just, you know. I don't know what you're doing right now. You don't get it?
I get it, man.
You have no idea where we were.
No, man. Look.
He stopped us mid-thing.
No, fuck
has
that.
Has to go to the bathroom. Comes back. Forgets where we're at. Fucking DC in the house.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships. Probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
So, everybody, thank you all. Appreciate everybody.
Where can they find you at, Jay?
You can find me at Joseph Fuller Comedy on Instagram. And every all platforms, really. Every all platforms.
Okay, I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me at Instagram.com. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
On all platforms. But we checked Instagram.
You can find us both at the You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast at Instagram.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you all. Appreciate everybody. Hit the like, subscribe, notifications, if you will. We will see you next week.
Yes, next week.
Peace out.
Boom.
Shoo.
Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.